Well, a rumor circulating through China made it outside through the Great Firewall there and became an actual news report because former President Jiang Zemin failed to show up to last week's celebration of the Communist Party's 90 years of rule. Rumors started swirling around that the 84-year-old leader had passed away. We're joined now by Martin Patience, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Martin, this became an actual news report. As I said, it was reported by Asia Television in Hong Kong. It was reported by journalists in Japan and South Korea. So settle the rumor for us. Is Jiang Zemin okay?
We don't know. What we do know, as you've been pointing out, is that Chinese internet sites have been buzzing with speculation. Now, that was fueled by reports from Hong Kong, as you mentioned, and other Asian countries, that the former president has died. But just a few hours ago, we got a two-line report from the authorities here, and in it they said that Mr. Jiang's demise wasn't the case. They said that there had been some recent reports of some overseas media organizations that said that Jiang Zemin had died, and they were pure rumor. That was according to the authorities, although interestingly, they gave no details on the state of health of one of China's former leaders.
Hey, Martin, have they checked in Cuba? It's where Hugo Chavez was.
Martin, we're speaking with Martin Patience, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Martin, can you lay out some of the things that the Chinese did to quell some of these rumors? Because some of them are kind of surprising.
Well, they are hugely surprising. They dismissed these rumors, but instead government censors, they got to work. Now, we just checked one of China's most popular microblogs, and about more than 100 million people use that. And when you put in the name Jiang Zemin in Chinese, you get absolutely no results. We also know, according to reports, that there has been some searches that have been blocked, because Jiang Zemin, his surname, Jiang, actually means river. And there has been reports that people, for example, searching for the Yangtze River in the past couple of days have failed to turn anything up. Instead, what they get is an error message saying that this, well, not an error message, a message from the government saying that it was an illegal search. And we have seen this in the past. China routinely censors online content it deems is politically sensitive, and that includes the health of leaders. That is considered a state secret, and the reason they do that is apparently due to concerns that illness might affect the appearance of stability within the party itself.
I also saw reports that they had blocked searches for myocardial infarction and 301 Hospital, which was a medical facility where Jiang Zemin was supposedly being treated, according to this rumor. How did the rumor get spread so far, Martin Patience? Was it because that it just spread so quickly in today's age of cyber technology? It was just too fast?
I think it is cyber technology. And what it indicates is that the party here does have a light touch. Often people talk about a lot of topics online, but when it's deemed against the party's interests, well, they start stamping down.
Martin Patience is a correspondent for our partner, the BBC, talking about the rumor that former President Jiang Zemin was dead because he failed to show up for the festivities last week of the Communist Party's 90th birthday. Why do you think he didn't show up, Martin?
We really don't know. We have no idea why Jiang Zemin. I mean, there has been rumors in the past that he's ill, but I think what it indicates is how secretive China's political world remains. I mean, I'm just looking out the window. You see tall skyscrapers. Everything looks very modern, very progressive, but it's the Communist Party and the control of the Communist Party.
We'll have to leave it there. Martin Patience of the BBC.